Well, after more than a year of the U.S. shutting down, many cities and states are now reopening, largely due to an increase in vaccination rates.
As more Americans get their COVID-19 shots, more states' leaders are now lifting restrictions and allowing residents to get back to business.
Absolutely fantastic that businesses can go back to full-fledged open with little to no restrictions. It's just going to be a game changer for a lot of the restaurants and businesses that have been struggling.
You know, you can just feel the excitement in the air. And health-wise, I do home health care. And so a lot of my clients are relieved now. You know, the vaccines have come out. You got your pros and cons about that. But people are relieved, and they're happy to get back to life.
Illinois lifted most statewide restrictions on Friday. Next in line is California. Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order clearing most of California's coronavirus rules on public gatherings.
California has the lowest case rate in the United States of America, which is significant when you consider the size and scale of our state, the density in this state. I bring that up for no other reason than express my gratitude and appreciation to millions of Californians that took the opportunity to get vaccinated and as a consequence to put California in the position we are today.
Starting Tuesday, there will be no capacity limits or physical distancing requirements for businesses in California. People who are fully vaccinated won't be required to wear a mask, including indoors. The only exception, mega events, healthcare settings, indoors at schools and public transportation. While much of public life will officially return to normal on Tuesday, the state will still be under a statewide declaration of emergency. So far, at least 13 states have reached 70% vaccination coverage among adults. About a dozen more on pace to reach the milestone by July 4th. The Transportation Security Administration says on Friday, U.S. airports surpassed the 2 millionth threshold for travelers screened in one day, totaling about 2,028,000 people screened at airport security checkpoints. It marked the first time that more than 2 million individuals were screened since March 2020, a sign of normalcy for a post-pandemic world.
Adult World Health Organization official says vaccination coverage of at least 80% is needed to lower the risk of new coronavirus variants now popping up in other countries. The goal now is to get more than 70% of the adult population receiving at least one dose by the 4th of July here in the U.S. As a part of a month of action, Vice President Kamala Harris will launch a nationwide tour to reach millions of Americans who still need protection against the virus. On Monday, she will travel to Greenville, South Carolina, as a part of that tour. Bruder Bay.